This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Car accidents are an unfortunate part of life, but they can cause unnecessary stress when parties disagree as to what happened or who was at fault. However, dash cams have kind of changed that for some people, often becoming a third witness for accidents, and a reliable one at that. Dash cam popularity is certainly on the rise, so I've got our tech guy, Jeff Quattromani, from the Technology Uncorked podcast, on the line to chat all about it. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, Jeff, I assume that in the last few years, maybe decades, you've actually tested a lot of these dash cams. What makes a good dash cam?
A number of reasons, Sam. So I think, first of all, you need to get one that suits your budget. And everyone should set a budget when they're buying a dash cam, because you can go from, say, $70 to $700 when it comes to getting one. Also think about whether you want to have it portable from one car to another, or do you want one that is permanently part of the vehicle? And then also think about whether you care about what's happening behind you as well as what's in front of you, because, you know, a lot of accidents do happen from the rear. And if you've only got a dash cam facing the front, you'll miss that entirely. So there's probably a number of factors to consider, but I think your budget's the first step.
Why has there been such a surge in popularity over the last few years?
You know, I think to your introduction, it makes a lot of sense that if you and I were to have an accident and you said that it was my fault, I said it was your fault, the only thing that we can really go to is the footage to try and settle that debate. And if you don't have a dash cam, then you're really unable to convince your case beyond my word against somebody else's. So I think that having a dash cam really gives you that evidence, whether it goes to court or whatever the case may be. And it also gives you the detail, because what we do find is there are a lot of prangs in car parks. A lot of people do a hit and run and you lose them. And if you don't capture the number plate, maybe the dash cam did. So you have that extra piece to say, I got the number plate. It's fine that they've driven away from me, as bad as that is. But at least when you do file a claim, you've got all the evidence that you need to do so.
Mate, if you and I ever had an accident, it would always be my fault. You're a much better driver than I am, I'm sure.
We don't know. And you have to have your dash cam to prove that.
But it is an interesting point that dash cams have become this third witness. Is evidence of dash cam good enough and accepted by all insurance companies?
Yeah, absolutely will be. And even if the police were to come to scene, if you've got footage, that's the first thing that they will look to. That they'll almost stop talking to you immediately and say, show me the footage. And the great thing about so many dash cams today is that they have apps that go with them. So on the spot, you could be pulling out your smartphone, replaying that, and almost actually showing it to the person you've had the accident with and saying, look, you can see here what you've done or what's happened, or you can see that the light was red, whatever the case may be. The other interesting piece too is that all these navigation units and the dash cams are recording your speed at the time. They're recording your exact location at the time. So even if you do need to file a claim, you might forget exactly where you were, what was the nearest cross street or things like that. But if you've got GPS coordinates, you've got all the evidence, location, speed, time, and the footage, it's literally writing everything for you.
Is it possible to doctor dash cam footage? Have people ever done that before?
I think it would be tricky to do, only because usually the dash cam footage is overlaid with those GPS coordinates, the time and the speed. So I think if you were to play with it, you might just start seeing time jumping or locations jumping, and it might look a bit suspicious. I would be surprised to see that. But again, if you've got a dash cam and I've got a dash cam, pretty hard for me to say that mine's doctored and yours is not. So it would have to be quite obvious then.
I don't have a dash cam, and I've thought about it for a long time. To me, the best use of a dash cam is compilation videos on YouTube. Please tell me that you watch them as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it comes up all the time. And it's funny that I'll watch something on Facebook, basically, of a dash cam, and then I'll turn on the evening news and I see it there as well as a top of the news story. So I think a lot of people have got dash cams because they're almost hoping to have that moment of fame where, well, look what I captured. Let me quickly upload it to YouTube and, you know, get thousands of views on that. I find that a strange use of dash cams, but it certainly happens. And look, we all watch them because we all like to see these, you know, things happen.
All right. Should I get a dash cam? What do you reckon?
Look, I really think that people should have them. Unfortunately, the world that we live in is not everyone is honest. And these are the things that keep people accountable.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the verdict from Jeff Quattromani. Thank you for talking all things dash cams with us on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll try not to, you know, hit your car in the car park.
Please don't. Please don't.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.